6 o'clock, okay.
Let me turn this on. And we're live.
Okay, I'm calling the emergency meeting of the San Carlos Estates Water Control District is now called to order on October 6th, 2022at 6 p.m. for the sole purpose of dealing with issues caused by Hurricane Ian. Notice was issued earlier today. Roll call. Present, Chair Jim Bradford, John Solucci, Vice Chair Jennifer Finazzo by phone, Attorney Richard Pringo by phone, Secretary Treasurer Chris Lawson by phone.
I'm here.
Oh, I am. I got on a roll there, guys. Okay, Chris Lawson is present. And at the current time, there are no guests. At this time, I'm turning the meeting over to Attorney Richard Pringle.
We have one guest.
Oh, Tammy Bradford is here. I'm getting too fast ahead of myself. So we have one guest, Tammy Bradford. And now I'm turning the meeting over to Mr. Pringle.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Just for the record and to clarify, this is a very unique situation. It is an emergency meeting as authorized by Chapter 189.015, subsection 1 of the Florida statutes. That statute says that if a bona fide emergency situation exists, the board can meet to deal with the emergency as necessary with reasonable notice, so long as the actions are subsequently ratified by the governing body, which means, Mr. Chairman, at the next regular board meeting, we will need to ratify whatever actions the board takes this evening.
I understand.
I prepared, Mr. Chairman, an agenda for this meeting this evening. I also prepared the notice that was posted to the district's website.
We have both present.
That was as soon as we could get that notice posted.
Okay, and we have both present.
So we did it as reasonably as we could. The state of Florida, the governor of the state of Florida, by executive order number 22-218 and 22-219, has declared a state of emergency for Lee County, for all of the many of the counties of the state, and especially including by specific reference Lee County. We are in Lee County, and so a state of emergency has been declared for us. The purpose of this meeting, Mr. Chairman, is to for the board to discuss and take action on the approval of some emergency activities of the district, including emergency authorizing emergency repairs and remediation of damage to the district's property and right-of-ways that has been caused by Hurricane Ian. Part of this first action, Mr. Chairman, is I would recommend granting the board granting emergency authorization to a representative of the district, and I would suggest it be the board chair, to make emergency purchases and to enter into agreements for the emergency purchase of goods and services. In the agenda item summary, I describe some of the examples of the types of contracts that I believe will be included in this emergency authorization and emergency purchases of goods and services. Contracts for the clean out and repair of perimeter canals. Contracts for the clean out and repair of swale ditches, including culvert pipes in the swale ditches. Those fill up with sand. Contracts for the clearing and the repair of roads in the district, which are in your right of way. Contracts for the repair of road signage. And then contracts for the repair of essentially any other item that's related to the district's right-of-ways. So, Mr. Chairman, this first item would be an action of the board to authorize you as the chair to make those emergency purchases or to enter into agreements to perform those emergency services as are necessary to protect the district's assets.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that?
Yes, sir. And also, Mr. Chairman, because of the unique nature of this meeting, if you could also call for public input on the discussion of the item too, please, sir,
okay,
before you take a vote.
Okay. Do you want me to call for the motion first?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm putting a motion on the floor for the contract for the cleaning out and repair of perimeter canals.
I second the motion.
Is there any public input?
Do we need to do that for each separate item, or can it be all inclusive of
Mr. ABE? Chairman, you could have, you're right, I didn't think about it. You can have one motion that authorizes you to make emergency purchases and to enter into agreements for the purchase of goods and services related to the Hurricane Ian matter. And that would be it. You could do one motion to cover the whole thing.
Okay. I'm not quite sure I'll get the wording the way you put it, but I'm going to put a motion on the floor to cover all necessary expenses to the emergency of Hurricane Ian as it relates to the district in cleaning out the perimeter canals, the swales, the ditches, the culvert pipes, signage, clearing and cleaning of roads, any other road repairs necessary, contracts for repair essentially of anything related to the district's right-of-ways, and any other issues that may be brought up or need to be taken care of that is not identified at this time.
Yes, sir. That's a very good motion.
Okay. Is there any public input?
No.
No, there's no public input. Now we need a vote.
Did I second the motion?
Did you get us? And you did get a second to that motion.
I second the motion.
John seconded it. Jennifer?
Yes. Very good.
Jennifer?
So, yes, sir. So then take a vote on the motion.
Okay. Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Very good, Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir.
Is there anything else?
And then, Mr. Chairman, the second? Yes, sir. There is actually. So that motion and that approval by the board authorizes you to enter into agreements to provide emergency purchases and to provide emergency services as needed for the district related to Hurricane Ian. In addition to that, there's going to be interactions, Mr. Chairman, between the district, very possibly between the district and FEMA, between the district and Lee County, between the district and state agencies, the state of Florida, South Florida Water Management District, DEP, Lee County, the city of Bonita Springs. And so, Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that the board consider also authorizing you to interact with those other agencies and to authorize you, if you need to enter into agreements with them for the purpose of either reimbursement or the protection of the district's assets.
Okay. I put a motion on the floor for approval to take action and enter into agreements on behalf of the district with others for the chair to take action and enter into agreements on behalf of others, districts with including governmental agencies such as FEMA, FDEP, SFWMD, State of
Which
Florida,
is South Florida Water Management District.
Okay. State of Florida, Lee County, and the City of Bonita Springs, and other such agencies as necessary to deal with Hurricane Ian impacts on the district's right-of-ways and other issues concerning the district, the San Carlos Estates Water Management District.
And I would second that motion with a caveat that other board members may assist the chairman in discussions, review contracts, help with any discussions, because one person is going to be overwhelmed if every state agency is involved.
Yes, sir. So the one item to be careful about in those discussions is the sunshine law.
I understand.
As long as we are not having any sunshine law violations, then yes, sir, that's fine. And the fact that you are granting authority to the chair with this action to approve those agreements, enter into those agreements, then
you have the power.
Should be okay.
Yes.
In having those discussions.
I looked it up, so I know that that's possible.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
At this point, the motion has been made for that. We need a second. Jennifer?
Second.
And we did need to probably just ask for any public input, which we don't have.
Absolutely, please, sir.
Okay, I just did that, and we don't have any, so we now just need to vote on it.
Aye.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Aye. Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
carries.
Can we get the wording for the caveat that John provided in terms of the modification?
I think that Mr. Pringle clarified it. As long as the chairman has the authority granted him by the board, then we're not going to violate sunshine laws with other board members helping with part of this review process of any discussions with these other agencies, state, local, city, et cetera.
Okay.
Does that sound correct? Something like that?
Yeah. Yes, sir. That is correct. The board, the chairman has the authority to take the action. You're giving that to him today.
Yes.
So that's good. It's not a future action, in other words. So you should not have a sunshine violation occur.
Okay. We vote on that. We've already voted on it, agreed on it. It's passed.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Then we have discussion of the agenda item. Or are we all?
Yes, sir. You already did that.
Okay, we did it all.
We already had that occur.
No public input.
Mr. Chairman, those were the only two items that I asked you to consider in this meeting, in this emergency meeting. The only topics that we can really discuss in this emergency meeting setting are items directly related to Hurricane Ian.
Correct.
If there are any, and the impact of that on the district. And so if there are any other items related to that emergency situation, then those can be discussed. But otherwise, we cannot discuss any other general business.
I think we covered everything.
I tried to, yes.
Okay. So if everybody is in, there's no more business to be conducted, I'll put a motion on the floor to adjourn the meeting.
Second the motion.
Jennifer?
Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay. Meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
sir.
Jennifer.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You have a good evening.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
All right.
Now that's how you have
meetings.